In the DR Congo, the scale of the humanitarian catastrophe is so vast that it's difficult to grasp the full enormity of the suffering endured by the civilian population as a result of more than a decade of conflict. The UN estimates 5.4 million people have been killed, either directly or indirectly, due to this catastrophe. It has warned that rapes, lootings and killings by the army and rebels are on the rise in eastern Congo. Earlier this week, perhaps some of you heard the news about how a three-year-old girl died on her way to hospital after being raped by a rebel fighter in Congo's South Kivu region. Three of the tiny victim's sisters, aged 12, 14 and 17, were also raped by the rebels. As a UN spokeswoman pointed out, this incident is emblematic of the barbarity and the horror which is taking place in the conflict zone of eastern Congo. Pascal Palmer is the Advocacy Media Officer for the Catholic Development Agency, CAFOD, based in London. She's just returned from a visit to two projects funded by CAFOD and Caritas Internationalis in the eastern Congo and spoke to my colleague John Kelly about these projects.
What happens is you end up with groups of people who are completely emotionally and community-wise destroyed through the action of rape. A lot of these women that I met had children through rape, and them themselves dealing with that on top of sometimes being abandoned by their families because of being blamed for being raped. Some of these women living with the memory of not just one individual rape, but maybe being held by rebel militias for 5, 6, 7 months and being used as sexual partners throughout that time, and then having to make their way back into the community, back into trying to make something of their lives for themselves and for their children. And one of the projects that CAFOD and Caritas have been working on over the last few months that we think is really important is this thing called listening rooms. And it's where women who have had the psychological trauma of being raped as a weapon of war have a chance to be together, have a chance to share their stories, and at the same time the chance to learn a skill which hopefully is a catharsis in itself, along with the talking, along with the community of being with others who've understood their experience. And when they're strong enough to move away from that community, being able to have a skill that can earn them some money. So in Goma, I saw a group of 15 women who come together periodically to talk about what's going on in their lives, to share their stories of having been held, having been raped, and the power of being within that group of women, where they told me stories of their husbands accusing them of being to blame for being raped, their families abandoning them, them having nothing. And Caritas and CAFOD have welcomed them into this project and given them the chance to realize it's not their fault, with the other women talking about the issues and sharing those stories and making sure that they can then, as whole people, move forward and rebuild those lives. It's incredibly life-affirming to hear the stories of these women who'd been through such terrible things and yet were so strong.
These listening rooms, have they been very successful? Are there any stories of that? Because we do hear, like, most of the stories we get back here are to do with, like, the horrific stories of, like, a three-year-old girl who was raped last week and things like that. And I was just wondering how effective these are. It sounds like they're a great idea, but I was just wondering what your experience of them is.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I heard so many horrendous stories, to use your word, from my visit to DRC, even from not just the women, but people who were working for Caritas in the Ituri district. I visited a place called Mongbualu, where we're working with this cadre de consultation, which is the group who are trying to get the voice of the community and civil society to be heard by a big gold mining company there. And in that area, one of the people who was working with Caritas was taking a group of sick people in a van. One of their projects is to help facilitate people's movements to and from hospital. And he himself was ambushed by rebels and cut with a machete. And so you're hearing these terrible stories all the time. But in relation to the rape stories, it is a massive problem. It's on a scale that almost one's mind can't get around, because it's being used. It's not a pastime. It actually is a method of warfare. And so women are being used as a way to damage a community because people understand that it means that those women give birth to children that sometimes are rejected by their own community, and the women themselves are rejected by their community. And we will see the long-term effects soon of things like the listening room, but that has been set up with the money that CAFOD supporters pledged and gave only at the end of last year. So we're only a few months in. But from what I could see, I saw women with hope. And I, from what they'd said to me before being part of the listening rooms, they said that they didn't have hope.
Pascal Palmer of CAFOD, speaking to my colleague, John Kelly.